Claire Bates, it's a pleasure to connect. How in the musical world are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, Julie. I really appreciate it.
It is good to be talking with you, and you are traveling the country, fighting for worthy causes. That's how you roll. That's what's bringing you here. So we all would like to know, how did this get to be your passion to begin with?
Okay. I began as a psychology student at Huntington University, not too far away from Fort Wayne, and kind of had my eyes set on doing some things that were internationally related. And I did social work in the U.S. and kind of gradually migrated toward conflict-focused social work, both in interpersonal relationships and in a global sense. So starting around 2015, when I was getting a graduate degree in social work, I was doing a lot of work with refugees and gradually with veterans as well. In the back of my life this whole time has this focus on music, but it seemed like sort of a treat that I couldn't give myself actually focusing on that. And then gradually, because I was a community-focused social worker, I started realizing the intersections and that we build community through music and we talk about things that we need to talk about as communities and organizations through music as well. So I started to bring those two together.
I admire your spunk as well as your spirit. It's not easy to shape your professional journey this way in particular. Couldn't have been real easy to break into. Now that you are in it, is it as satisfying as you had hoped it would be?
Yeah, and also in different ways. Like one of the things that came up for me as I started to move toward doing music as a profession was sort of this potential focus on individualism, that music is a very kind of self-focused track. And I'm learning increasingly that that's not how it has to be. So I've been doing a lot of house concerts where there are points in the house concert where people get to pitch in their own creativity. And I'm learning, like, that's part of what I love is just seeing people bring what they care about to the fore, whether that's reciting a poem about something they care about or speaking in front of a group about something they care about. So part of my sense of what I'm coming into is just loving helping people have a chance to speak about what they care about.
And as long as you go traveling and find the people, they have a message. It kind of sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, because like in each community, there's sort of a mix going on. There's struggle going on, and there's care for each other going on, and there's creativity going on. I think music and creativity in general allow us to express all those things to each other.
And what does this traveling life, because you in fact do have a traveling life, you have given up having a home base so you can have a traveling life, what does it give you that the home base can't?
Me a sense of being involved in things. I have the good fortune of having lived in a few areas in the country, so there's places that I have a sense of connection to people, and I get to have this sense of fostering something more and extra while also learning from people and what they're engaged in their communities. So I guess it just gives me the sense of being intertwined and involved, which I'm appreciating. Also the freedom and flexibility. I'm a bit of a couch surfer right now, so I'm really appreciating the generosity that a lot of people have extended toward me and saying, oh, you're pursuing your musical goals and your goals of supporting communities and people through that. So people want to support me by just saying, you can come stay on my couch or in my spare room when you're in town. That I really appreciate.
Yeah, it puts the social in the social work that you do, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you are coming here to work with the Friends of the Third World and their sister organizations on a refugee benefit concert. What can you tell us about this cause?
I started doing work with people who are refugees in 2015, and my heart has really been very much about that in the years since then because of people that I got to know through doing that. It has been so moving and changing to me to develop close connections with people who have come from all around the world and have been in all kinds of situations and have pushed past that despair and made a new life. So Friends of the Third World, one of the things that they do is help gather goods to support refugees, and they do that in connection with Mennonite Central Committee. And so this particular concert is going to be about collecting goods that support that cause. Mennonite Central Committee is super involved in a lot of countries all over the world, and they've been doing this work for 100 years as of 2020. They tend to work at the intersection of humanitarian crisis and conflict, and they have a lot of insight into how those two things work together. And one of the things that they do is bring in hygiene kits. So we're collecting hygiene kits that will be used to support refugees in a lot of different situations across the world. And that's just one of the things that Mennonite Central Committee does. They do that in tandem with a lot of things that are meant to strengthen the local environments that those people are living in as well. And then Friends of the Third World Shop, caring for refugees is one of the things that they do, but they also have themselves rather deeply embedded in supporting economic health both locally and globally. And one of the things that they do with that locally is including people who are facing various barriers to employment in their group of employees, and they do that with the support of local social service agencies. So one of the things that this concert is also going to do is continue to support Friends of the Third World Shop in their connections with those local agencies and their ability to employ people locally who have barriers to employment.
Certainly worthy goals. And so musically and socially speaking, who are you hoping to reach in our community?
Well, my hope is that there might be people in and around Fort Wayne who care about immigrants and refugees. My understanding is that Fort Wayne is a community that has welcomed people from all over the world, especially, you know, across the last few decades in becoming part of the Fort Wayne culture and part of the Fort Wayne community. So I'm hoping that people who have an understanding of that as a strength and maybe want a chance to express their support of that could come to this concert. Also, people who just want a chance to communicate compassion for people around the world who might be facing different sorts of difficulties than we have here. I'm hoping that this concert will give people a chance to kind of come together around that and to experience compassion together about those things and to also do a bit of work together toward that cause through gathering those donations and expressing our welcome.
Noble goals, and this is a good time of year for such sentiment, to be sure. Now, you're using your own music. You're putting your time, your effort, your compassion, and your music all out front there to further this cause. Brava on that. Now, how does your songwriting reflect the beliefs that you champion?
There are two answers that I have about that. One is some of my songwriting does have to do with sort of analyses of situations that are going on for us socially and politically, both looking at that through like an up close and personal lens of how people are impacted and engaged in social issues, but also kind of pulling back and looking at some of the causes. So sometimes my lyrics address that. And then the other answer would just be like something that I'm increasingly trying to do is to share music that aims at the sort of texture of life that I want us to have. So if I want us to have life that has a texture of softness and care, then it's not only my job to write protest music, I also am trying to write songs that have that softness and that sense of love kind of permeating them, because I think we need to be able to invigorate that in ourselves, especially when we're facing challenges.
That's incredibly important and also gives you as well as your listeners and the message itself a good balance, would you say?
Yeah, I think so too, because we can get discouraged when we look at really big problems and we each have, you know, a relatively small potential for ripple effect, but we still want to be able to claim that and live into it and not be too discouraged to do that.
Sure. And in fact, such commitment as yours, it has to be rewarding, but of course it's going to be demanding too. Does the sheer weight of all of this and the fact that unfortunately it probably is going to be always with us as a challenge, does that just ever overwhelm you?
Yeah, sometimes it does. Yeah. And people have definitely said to me, particularly when I was really closely involved in one-on-one social work with people who are refugees, people would say, oh, isn't that really discouraging or something? But for me, I am a Quaker. That's my religious affiliation right now. And that tradition teaches us to look for something of God in every person. And whether that's, you know, what you believe spiritually or not, for me, I can find something really lively and invigorating and inspiring about each person. And so that's what keeps me going, basically, when I'm facing hardship, is just being able to notice that there's a lot of kindness in people. And that's like the pushing back force against a lot of the challenges that we face.
Good for you, and also good for all of the people that you come in contact with, that you can have such beliefs and share them in that way, Claire. And we know there's plenty of work to do. We applaud you for doing it. And meanwhile, Claire, as an activist, you are blessed with the talent and the inspiration to share the word musically. And that is a powerful mission you are on. So what's one simple thing that everyone listening right now could do to make a real difference in the world's refugee situation in your mind?
Honestly, I would say just allow yourself to care about it. I think that a lot of us are kind of like tuning out a lot of global pain that we might be aware is there. That's one of the things I really value about fair trade, which is the movement that the Third World Shop is involved in, is it allows us to remember our interconnectedness to each other along supply lines. So I would just say starting to recognize that you care and that you might be like tuning it out sometimes. I think that awareness can be helpful for us just to recognize, and other steps can flow from there. One of the steps that Jim and Marion at Friends of the Third World have suggested is encouraging leadership such as the Indiana governor to continue accepting refugees, especially because there's a current executive order out that would allow for states to choose to reject refugees and not resettle any in 2020. And that's one step. But I think that people's creativity is their own, you know, so each person is going to come up with a different way to act on things that they maybe can engage other people in. But I think just starting to do whatever it takes to allow ourselves to acknowledge and be present with our compassion is a good start.
It's wonderful advice, and from someone who certainly knows what the story is. And it's been great talking with you, Claire. We wish you safe travels as you head our way. Do carry the gift.
Thank you so much, Julia. It's a pleasure talking with you, and I thank you for being and supporting and empowering this musical sharing adventure that I'm on. Thank you.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.
A chance to open up our hearts and let the world inside. Excuse me, Mr. President, have you heard the news? Would you walk a mile in their flip-flop shoes? I hear that in Honduras we bought up lots of land. Deregulated coffee made the military grand. And all across the region we've backed dictators and coups. Does it really sound like we are innocent to you? Excuse me, Mr. President, have you heard the news? Would you walk a mile in their flip-flop shoes? There's versions of the spirit that say we are all one, that say we're all connected, each of us under the sun. There's versions of the spirit that say we should not care. Let's look out for each other and forget those over there. Excuse me, Mr. President, have you heard the news? Would you walk a mile in their flip-flop shoes? With 15,000 weapons and 15,000 men, we're making a mistake that we should never make again. We've got all the materials for gates and guns and walls, but do we have the courage to make brothers of us all? Excuse me, Mr. President, have you heard the news? Would you walk a mile in their flip-flop shoes? We've got no room for prejudice, we've got no room for hate. Let's open all our hearts and minds before it is too late. Excuse me, Mr. President, have you heard the news? Would you walk a mile in their flip-flop shoes?